It is truly an honor and a pleasure to be here again. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, as a body of Christ, we're so fortunate, we're so blessed, and we know the future. If some of you don't know what's going to happen, just start reading the back of the Bible, and you'll know exactly what's going to happen. And if you were here for the Sunday school, they kind of touched it. So I just want to encourage you, don't worry what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. Jesus will reign, he will win, and we will be with him. Amen. So I'm honored to be here. You know, it's always because there's just so much history here, and I love God's miracles because how he orchestrated, and you guys have been part of our family, part of Ukraine for so many years now, and we have done so many things together, and God has been glorified through everything that we have done. And every single one of you, the only reason I'm still alive, the only reason my family still do what we do is because of your prayers, of your generosity, and just constantly supporting us and praying for us. Because without prayer, I wouldn't be standing here. There were so many close calls in my life where most people think I'm crazy. But, you know, when you know God's with you, you know you've been called and you've been anointed, you just go and do what you got to do. Because when the war started in 2014, me and my family responded. We've been in Ukraine, some of you know, since 2009. And so we've been heavily involved. And the way God orchestrated and blessed our family and opened our foundation to be just the key connection to so many other churches and so many other organizations, and to be able to connect and open doors and to be able to help millions of people. But it's over 2 years now since the war, the full invasion started, and we've been able to love on people with Jesus's name an unbelievable amount. And that's just because, you know, when you're obedient to God and you don't go by your emotions and you just believe what God says, God will use you in a mighty way. So we're just honored and so thankful. One thing that I wanted to touch is it's about your church, and I don't believe in luck, coincidence. I believe in God. And so I remember the first time you guys ever announced about your youth center or project. I don't know what it's called, but I'm excited. I was excited when I heard about it. So yesterday I was meeting with people that live about 40 minutes from here. They work in Ukraine. So I had a meeting with them, and it was kind of somehow we touched your town, Portage. And she said, you know, I have social workers that work here. And one of the biggest need is youth. Like, youth has nothing. Like, they need help. This town needs help. And I'm sitting there like, God, you are so amazing. Here we have Grace Bible Church here. They have big plans to do something phenomenal for these kids, for this generation to come that's going to be transformational. And this is the need. So I just want to encourage you and uplift you. Break the ground. Let, you know, start moving the rocks, and Jesus is going to resurrect the dead. Because if you're going to sit there and pray about resurrecting the dead and how it's going to happen, it's never going to happen. Start. I see the amount. I see the picture. We're ready to break the ground because there's a need. By the time you finish it, you won't know, but there's a need. And I just want to just cry out, do it, because time is short and we could do so much more for the kingdom together. You don't have to go overseas to be a witness for Jesus. You got plenty of what's happening here in our country. It's so sad what's happening and what the government's doing. But as a church and the body of Christ, we could say no. We could be that light. You know, when the light is small, it's not noticeable. But when the darkness is great, that light becomes the hope of everything. You are that light for this town. You are the light for this county. And I just want to encourage you. I mean, and you guys are growing. Like, amazing. Most churches are closing down and closing their doors and selling their places for other things. You guys are expanding. This is God. It has nothing to do with any of y'all or me. It's just God has favor and blessing and anointing and grace upon you to do and to be a witness for this community, for this county, for this state and this country. And I truly believe in that. I'm not just saying to say things. I truly believe in that because you have been such an instrumental voice for the Ukrainian people through us too. I see God's hand in all of this, and I'm just honored to be here and to share you and uplift this because I'm on fire. I mean, I'm excited for you guys, and I have nothing to do with it, but I'm excited because it's awesome because God is doing something in Ukraine similar. We're praying. We've been praying for 10 years, and I think we're going to break ground too and start building a youth center too because it's the huge need. It's if we don't affect the future generation, there's no point of what we're doing here. We got to pass it on. We got to get them lighting up and the world has influenced them so bad, we have to start fighting, not talking, not whispering, not playing, fighting, because that's what needs to happen. They need to realize there's something more greater than Instagram, Facebook, whatever they're on. There is God, and he's so much beautiful. He's so much greater. He's so much fun, and it's an everlasting enjoyment. So God bless you guys, and I'm excited for you too. So I can't wait. I want first pictures of the ground when it breaks. So on that note, and then it's just, I wish I could say good news about Ukraine, but it seems like it's getting worse by the minute. We have been hit in the last 3 months, more missiles have hit Ukraine than the entire war, than 2 years. And it's hitting home. We're losing family, we're losing friends, we're losing innocent lives, infants. And I just want to ask you and continue to ask you to pray, because I know we will win. God will reign. There is no doubt about that. But at the same time, you know, it's politics are politics. We're there not for politics. I don't care what happens with Ukraine politics and American politics and the worst of the world. We're here to be, we're there to be the Jesus' hands and feet. We're there to preach the gospel. We're there to bring the hope of Jesus Christ. And we're there to be an answer to many, many prayers. Because there's a story that broke my heart. I think last time I shared it too, when how amazing our God is. He'll give us an opportunity to be the witness at the last seconds of somebody's life. And at the same time, I met when the Kakhovka Dam, there's a pastor that works in the villages, and he's, I mean, it's a Job story. It's a real life 2024 Job story. This man has lost, he was a wealthy farmer that had over 600 acres of land or even more of wheat, and he would has a church, and he would bless the community. He would help widows. He would build homes. And when the Russians came, well, they burned all his fields. They bombed his farm. They destroyed everything that he had. He had to run for his life with his 9 kids. And the only thing he had left is his home. Well, when the Russians got pushed back from that part of the land, he went back, recultivated the land, did only 300 acres of sowing because he had to sell his car to be able to borrow money, to be able to actually start and fix up his farm. And things were looking good. Things were looking hope. There was hope. Well, then the Kakhovka Dam, as you've seen, got blown up. So this pastor lost everything again and his home. And, you know, at this point, you don't think it could get any worse because it's just, I mean, that's pretty horrible to lose things twice. And we went there and started helping him, started rebuilding his home. His home completely, the older homes in that part of the world, they use clay and limestone rocks. So when the water rose up, it sat there for a couple of days. Everything, when the water descended, everything descended with it. So we had to, you know, stepped in and started helping the community. And in about June of last year, I get a call around 11 o'clock at night that he's the oldest son that we worked with. He was our interpreter and helped us and took us around. He picked up a mine and blew up his head off right off in front of his younger brother and his fiance. I didn't know what to do. I sent chaplains right away because I was in near. So we had chaplains that responded instantly, and we loved them, the family. We helped them financially and took care of the funeral. And then a little bit later, I came to visit him. And what broke my heart, I don't know if I would ever be able to do this. He said, God gives and God takes away, and I'll continue to glorify his name. When God is in your life, it really doesn't matter what happens. You know who you are, you know where you're going, and you know who's your hope giver. Without God, it's not possible. And this is just one of the stories. There's thousands of stories that I could share how evil and what the war has done to the Ukrainian people. And all I'm asking is for you guys to continue to support us, to continue to be the voice for the voiceless, to continue to pray for us, because this is evil to the next level that most of us should never even understand or have ever had to witness. Unfortunately, I have. But I know how amazing our God is, and I know what he could do. Me and my family has been fortunate. We are in a safe place. We have not been, our city has been hit maybe 10 times through a period of 2 years, which is not bad at all considering some cities get 400 to 500 missiles a day. So we've been pretty fortunate. And at the same time, we've been able to be such a witness because most organizations has already ran out of resources, ran out of humanitarian aid, food, everything like that. Because, you know, when the war started, the response was great. People were just pouring out their hearts to help in any way they can. And the need wasn't as great because everybody was moving. Everybody was, you know, it was an exodus of Ukraine. Now we have the opposite. We don't have the support. We don't have the resources. It's barely anything. But the need has grown million times. We have people that had businesses, people that were actually rich, that had something going for them, that had a savings. At this point, they ran out of all of that. And they're just pretty much coming to food banks and coming to our places so they could get food. So things are not looking good, but I know there's a God that is going to make things look a lot better. And we're going to trust him. Everything we do is in the name of Jesus. We've been able to open up 4 churches outside of Odessa. It's just village churches. They're in the tents because we don't have buildings. So we just set up these huge tents that Orphan Grain Train has helped us purchase, which is phenomenal. And we do distribution, we do feeding, and we do churches. And it was, you know, one of those things that we always question is like, do they come because of the food and because of the stuff that we give them? Or do they come because they really want to hear about Jesus? So we stopped passing out the food on Sundays and Saturdays when we do the church. And the tent was even fuller when we stopped passing out the food. And people said, we want to hear about Jesus. We want to know about Jesus. Because when you're there and they know you don't have to be there, when you give them things and they know that nobody's giving them anything, they want to know why. They don't want to know why you're doing it. And when you tell them, because God has loved me and forgave me and told me to love you, and that's why I do it. They say, I want to know about this God. We want to know about this Jesus. So the spiritual side in Ukraine is on fire. More people coming to Christ right now than we had in the last 30 years. It's just phenomenal what God is doing. It. And it's so awesome to be able to witness, to be able to preach, and to be able to give hope to the hopeless. Because it doesn't matter what we do for them for housing or for food or anything like that. That's all temporary. But when you give them Jesus and they find a good and they establish a relationship with true God, that's transformational. That's not informational or temporary. That's forever and amazing. And then they become part of what we're doing. They come alongside and help us to serve and volunteer in organizations at the same time volunteer at the churches. We've been able to run so many camps and to be a blessing to so many kids. Because most adults in Ukraine don't understand what's happening and why. I mean, there's so many whys. But kids are clueless. They see the result. They see the effect, but they're clueless. So we've been able to actually just love on the kids and tell them about Jesus and bring the good news. And the statistics in Ukraine, majority of all Christians that came to Christ have heard about Jesus in like a children camp, like a Bible Christian camp when they were younger. So we're on fire to keep doing it. We're planning to do another 4 children camps this year. And we're doing the Christmas program too. So we've just been fortunate and blessed to be able to share so many things because of you guys, because of America. The only reason we exist as a state, the only reason we exist as a country is because of this great nation. And I know some of you have different political views and things like that. I'm here to tell you, it's a fact. I wouldn't be standing here for sure, but I'm just grateful to every American. I'm an American too, but I have seen firsthand what a nation could do to stand up against evil. Unfortunately, that's kind of getting decided right now, but at the same time, I always have an example. If your neighbor is beating his wife with a shovel outside, you're not going to stand there and say, hey, what's going on? Well, they were a bad couple. They are horrible people. She deserved. No, you're going to run over there, take the shovel, and stop this nonsense, and then figure out what's going to happen. Well, we're getting beat with the shovel right now, and all we're asking is for you guys to run up and help us out. That's it. I mean, we have lost a lot of lives, and it's just, I'm not a politician. I'll never be a politician. I don't agree with anything that's happening, but I agree to stop this evil and to stop the innocent shed of blood, because that's all it is. Right now, the military is getting slaughtered too, but the civilians are getting slaughtered more than military. It's a war against civilians. It's not war against military or anything like that. So God bless you. And I just want to thank you again and again from the bottom of my heart for continue to support us, for continue to pray for us. And together, I know we're going to do more amazing things. And God bless you. And I'm excited for you guys for this youth center too. Thank you.